And if you look at the life of Jesus and how he lived his life, it was kind of a life always on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, he was always on the move,
mm-hmm.
and he was always facing different circumstances and different people, and he just got comfortable, or was comfortable, and encourages us to get comfortable with that change. And I think you hit on a key point when you really step out in faith and when you really trust God. And for us, the thing that's helped us, especially me, I guess, is that at this point in life, at this season, we're actually living very day-to-day
mm-hmm.
with everything. And I don't mean that just structurally, but I mean literally for our providence, literally every day.
Yeah.
And the neat thing about that is that it gets you into a beautiful position with God.
Mm.
Because he does tell us he will not leave us, he will not forsake us.
Yep.
He tells us not to worry about what we will eat, what we will wear, what we will drink, where we will go, that the pagans run after these things. I mean, he tells us all of these things. These are his promises.
Yeah.
So I guess the choice that we have as Christians is, do we take God at his word or do we doubt him? Now, of course, God is okay with us doubting him. He's okay with us arguing with him. He's okay with all of that.
Mm.
He knows we need to process and work through things. And that's a beautiful thing. He's so patient and loving and kind and gentle to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yet he has a clear beacon and a direction. And when you read in the Word of God that, you know, James, I am not asking you to worry about anything. I know that I will take care of this. You need to go and focus on what I'm calling you to do.
Yes.
And this is so hard. But you know, putting yourself in that place and just pouring everything into God. And he will pour it all right back into you.